Blog Talk Radio.
You got it. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, Houston and all over the world, this 15th day of May in 2017. Glory to God in the highest, in the highest. Let us say praise, 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 glorify, magnify, praise, praise. We want to
hallelujah.
Give God all his glory, all his glory. I want to pray. Let me enter into his gates with praise and thanksgiving, magnifying and glorifying the Lord Savior, Jesus Yeshua. Ah, Almighty Father God, I come to you thanking you, thanking you, thanking you for forgiveness of sin, for purification, for justification, for making me the righteousness of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not only me, but all those who have tasted and seen and been born again, been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Almighty God, we ask you to deliver us from all that is sinful and evil. For
yes,
thine truly is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread. Thank you for a house and a roof and place. Thank you, Father, for feeding the birds in the air, just like you take care of us and see to it. We thank you, Father, that you was rich and you became poor, that we might be rich. We thank you, Father, that you have been made wisdom unto us. We thank you for wisdom, Lord. We thank you. For, Father, there is none of us who have the ability to get any of these things without you. For your word has plainly taught us, without you, we can do nothing. Father, without you, I am nothing. I can do nothing. I will be nothing. I would be nothing. I only am something in you, Lord and Savior. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your long suffering, your mercy, your love unfeigned, your word say. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for blessing Israel, the real Israel, the Israel to come. We thank you, Father, for the peace of Jerusalem. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing those that are in slavery, in childhood, in sex slavery. We thank you, Father, for going into the orphanages. We thank you, Father, above all, for the blessing our beloved president. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for blessing our president, opening his eyes to come to the full knowledge of the truth. Lord, only you can do that. Only you brought us from darkness to light, and only you can bring any dying soul. Father, we thank you. For your words say that you have blind. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and that you have blinded their eyes that they might not see. We thank you, Father, for discernment of spirits, that we will know and discern all the things that are going on around us. We thank you for the beloved mind of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for seating us in high places. Your words say, for we are seated with you. Ah, glory to your name, Lord God. We can't thank you enough. Thank you for the body of Christ, the blood-bought, purchased body of Christ all over the world, in the deepest crevice of the world, those that are hungry and in need, who feel like you done left them, Lord. Those who are backslidden, Lord. Your words say you're married to the backslidden. Those that are wrecked with sin and pain right now, who have stumbled and failed, who yet have been born again. Father, we thank you. We thank you for mercy, God, and engrafting us in. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Father, for letting the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, that I may glorify you, God, in all that I do say or think, Lord God Almighty, in the mighty name. I thank you for Dr. Esther and Dr. Hunter and all those other saints that will be on the line, Dr. Gwen. We send prayers and kisses out to Dr. Gwen, God. We thank you, Father, for the pastors of all the churches that love you, that really love you, and who really love truth, Lord. We thank you for apostles, prophets, and evangelists, pastors and teachers, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the fivefold and the whole body, from the top of the head to the sole of the feet, from the least to the greatest. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We thank you for making us your servant in Jesus' name. Amen. Whoa, God. I mean, that prayer was not me. That was the Holy Spirit, and I just give God all the glory. All the glory, 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 glory. I can't take an ounce of credit, which I don't deserve. Wouldn't take it if he could give it to me, because it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do, both to will and to do. When you have a desire to do for the living God, it is God who's working in you. So many of us get carried away thinking that we are entitled or that and God help me if I've ever done this, because I'm sure I have, because I am just flesh. I'm just dust. I ain't just flesh. I'm just dust. Remember that, y'all. The word of God say, God looks down on man and remember that they are but just dust. We are just dust. And we just get carried away sometimes wanting to be something when we're not, puffed up, arrogant, prideful. But all of us just dust. We all just dust. And praise be to God, he breathed into us and made us living souls. Ooh! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah!
We're living souls, y'all. We could be dogs. We could be birds. We could be ants. We could be fleas. You know, we could be fleas, and you know you can barely see a flea with the naked eye. We're clay. He's the potter. We're the clay. And he has
placed
us to his desire. I just can't say enough. I want to come to you guys tonight because our state of country and world is it is going along like God has already said it would. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. People being in high places and eyes being blinded. And people loving the truth, loving evil more than truth, loving a lie more than the truth. You know, all of that is prophesied. So tonight, the word of God tell us, don't covet. Don't covet diamonds, rings, and gold, and mansions and things here on earth. But covet earnestly the gift of prophecy. So I urge you all to covet that gift. You can't go wrong if you become a true prophet of God. And I would highly ask everyone to put their phone on mute. So because these phones pick up everything, and unless you're going to say something, we would like you then to unmute it. But for the time being, until then, we would like you to mute it. But believe me, I do want to hear from you on this line tonight, because God knows we are the body. We are the body. We are the body. We are the blood-bought body. We're his children, and we have been loved so much by him. We are his children. We are his purchase. We have been redeemed, and we're loved. We are God's blood-bought. We are God's blood-bought children. We are the body. We're his children. We're chosen, elected, and predestinated. We are God's. We are God's. We are God's chosen children. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for loving us so very much. So very much. You loved us so very much. Words cannot explain. Joy is overflowing, overfilling, overflowing. Oh, glory to your name for loving us so very much. So very much. I love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank him. We thank him. I just wanted to, that was no written song. That was just a made-up song, but it was all to the glory of God. It was all word, though. It was all found in the scripture. I praise Amen. God, word of God. Brother Hunter always come to us from Hebrews, and because Hebrews is a book of strong meat, strong yeah. meat, and so I wanted to do. I love Titus and I love Philemon, but God had told me Hebrews tonight. Hebrews tonight. So I want to share some things with you in the Word, and Dr. Hunter has did Hebrews chapter 1 for you. I can't even count the times in the last month or two, because I don't think we were comprehending that. Y'all are comprehending out there. Hebrews chapter 1, God at sundry times. That's not saying any definite time, but sundry times.
Yeah.
In divers manners, spake in times past, in the Old Testament, unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days, child, in these last days, spoken unto us by his son. And now I wish I had a shofar. I don't know if many of you out there know what it is. Yeah. We need to sound the shofar, because he has in these last days, spoken unto us by his son. God has spoken to us by his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. W-O-R-L-D-S. He made the worlds, people. I hope you're getting this. This is as important as St. John chapter 1. This is important as 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. This is important as the whole word. It's good to the palate. Like if whatever you desire, like a good cherry pie, peach pie, ice cream, this is better than that. This is better. By whom he created the worlds. Do y'all know that? You know, I read you Colossians chapter 1, because I love that. It's like a song. All things were created by him, for him, and through him, and without him, there was nothing. There was nothing created. He created all things. All things were created by him, for him, and through him, and without him, there was nothing created. And the word verifies itself. Verifies itself. St. John chapter 1. You know, I mean, if you just, anybody out there who the devil is playing with your mind, telling you, because I've had him talk to me before, not recently like this, but in the years past when I was first a new Christian, supposing there ain't no God, supposing you would serve God all your life and then you die and you go to hell. Well, let me tell y'all something. The Bible says, whosoever believes in me shall not see death. Do you understand me? Whosoever believes in me shall not see death. So if it's the same God I just read about you, read about in Hebrews chapter 1 and 2, and 2 being that whom by whom also he made the world. Verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself, y'all, not by Ruth, not by Willie, not by Esther, but by himself. By himself. Ooh. Do you understand me, folks out there? By himself, he sat down. Ooh, glory to God. By himself, sat down. By himself, let me read it again. Who being bright, the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, y'all, I probably won't go no farther than that because I'm look up in the sky, y'all. I'm up there. Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, man. That is extraordinary. That is exceptional. That is immaculate. That is beyond wonderful, glorious.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I'm on it. Fuck with me, y'all. I'm flying high tonight, and
you're
I ain't had
cloud nine. You're cloud nine.
I'm on cloud nine and I ain't had a drop of wine. Oh, boy, I'm on it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I tell you, if y'all only knew the God I serve, I mean, I know Esther know, and I know Dr. Hunter know. We don't know who else is on the line, but I know. If you are an unbeliever out there and you don't know, come on and get on this boat. And come on
thank
and,
you, Father.
And see that the Lord is
Lord
good.
Lord is good.
I mean, we can party out at the parties every day, all day.
Yeah, every day.
See, he is truly in the world and not of the world.
Go happy hour
bit,
every day.
I'm a little bit more of the world than Esther is. But y'all pray for me that I get out of it. Every day say, Lord, help Ruth get out of this world. Help Ruth to get out of this world. Because I'm telling you, nothing nice in this world.
Oh, you're doing great. You're doing great.
Oh, I love the Lord. I love the Lord because he fights for me. I wish I could say, oh, there goes the devil is laughing. My phone is echoing. Oh, these every week. See that? Now, that's proof that God on the line, y'all. When the devil decides, oh, she having too much fun. Verse made much, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. I do want y'all to make note of that, that name thing. He has obtained a name more excellent than
yes.
That is
that's
very,
all right.
very
important.
That's good. You know, some that's people excellent. Always say, what's in the name? Ain't nothing in my name, but it's a whole bunch in my Lord and Savior's name.
Yes.
It's
hallelujah.
It's a whole bunch of power. Even when I was first saved and didn't know the word and the devils would attack me, I would think Jesus.
Yes.
Have any of y'all ever been paralyzed in your sleep and you couldn't move, you couldn't talk or nothing, but you could think?
Yes.
You could think. And I started thinking Jesus. And God would set me free. When my husband was standing over me 6 feet, 200 pounds, just because I said Jesus, he threw me down on the ground and began to stomp and kick me. I didn't feel a kick, y'all. I didn't feel it. I thank you. I thank him. I didn't feel it. He could have smacked me with one of his feet. Just one of his feet. And he kicked me unbelievably. And he choked me. But God, I didn't feel it because the Holy Spirit was all over me.
Yes, covered with the blood.
Good. God is good. Ooh, what
yes.
He won't do for you. What he won't do for you. I tell you, oh, my time is almost up. I ain't even I tell
glory to God.
Hebrews chapter 1. Dr. Hunt been reading it to you, but I mean, I don't think you've been but we need to mix it with First St. John chapter 1 and St. John and Colossians chapter 1, letting you know who this magnificent,
yes.
omnipotent, sovereign, holy, glorious
yes.
God we serve. Oh, boy, I tell you, if I was sick, I'm over here jumping up and down. Oh,
yes.
God is
yes.
He is good. And I welcome all of y'all to share this glorious Father in the name of Jesus with us. And Jesus is seated at the right hand.
Yes.
Father, making intercession.
Thank you, Father.
Ruth and Esther and Willie. And when
yes.
And when that old accuser goes to our father and
yes.
tell him, oh, look at Ruth. She done got caught up in the world, Lord. And Jesus saying, nah, brother, hold it down, hold it down. That's mine. That's mine. You're on
thank
the wrong
God.
Page today. You're on the wrong page today. That's mine. Keep on trucking.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God is good. I mean, my sister Esther, she lost her keys, and God found the keys for her. That's all
yes.
those things just to make God. It's like the spirits is like a little children. They come
yes.
and get your stuff and move it, and you got to
yes.
look. But you, who do we always talk? We ask God, Lord,
that's
where are my
it.
Keys?
And he
Lord,
will come through.
Honey. Where my wallet? Where my checkbook? Where is it at, Lord? You,
yes.
you seek and save that which is lost, and I know you can help me find. That's all.
Thank
and
you.
God be lonely for us. God be
yes.
lonely. Even though we pray, the Bible says pray without ceasing. I
yes.
pray without ceasing. I commune with him in my spirit. So,
yes.
But God wants to have a love affair. Hug yourself, and when you hug yourself, you're going to feel that spirit of God come and just
yes.
give you extra
yes.
news. Extra
thank
news. He's throwing you kisses. God loves you so. S-O. So loves
yes.
you. God so loves you. I mean, get it down in your spirit. You are loved so. I mean, you ain't just love. You are so love.
They
tell you now, you are so love. I mean, how so can you? Who else around here so loves us?
Thank you, Lord.
excited. I'm gloriously filled with the Most High God, and I can't
Thank
give
you,
no
Father.
Praise, no glory, no magnification to nobody but
yeah.
the Lord and Savior, Yeshua, Amashiach. The Christ, the Lord, the Almighty, the Most
yeah.
High, the Elohim, Jah, oh, well,
yeah.
I, oh, all the names you can possibly think of that's in the Word. I give them
Thank
all
you.
The glory. God so loves us in the mighty
yeah,
name
man.
Of Jesus. Y'all be blessed and have a
yes.
blessed night. And call, challenge us. Dare, tell me that God don't so love you.
Bye-bye.
We
get up to the mic tonight that we just give God the glory. And we thank God.
Hello?
Hello? Are you still there?
Can you? Yes.
Go ahead. Room drop.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Go
oh,
ahead.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to say. I didn't quite hear what you said. What did you say?
I said, go right ahead. Ruth has come back online with us. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
You got a word to
say? I was thanking the Lord for Ruth. I know she was high in the spirit. It was one thing that really quickened my spirit to it was Christ. And it was him on that cross. And with the two thieves besides him. And just like she said, what Christ requires of us is to know him and believe. And because that thief, he said to Christ, he knew him. And by him knowing him, Christ said, I will see you in paradise. In other words, the thief didn't have time to go do no water baptism, no time for nobody to lay hands on him or nothing. But the key to that was because he believed. And I thank God because that's what she was expressing, that we must believe. And sometimes it's hard because you be them prayed and you say, Lord, when? When are you going to do it? I do believe, but God, like I went through a whole week with keys misplaced and lost. But it was one thing that I stood on, and I was reading this book by Dr. John Adolph, and it was a little page in there say, I choose not to lose. So I stood on that one. I choose not to lose. I choose not to lose. And in my choosing not to lose, God manifested a miracle. I mean, a miracle with a blessing, with a double blessing in. That's what he did. So I'm not going to take up too much time about the blessings and all, but I just know he came through for me, and he came through with a double blessing. So I want to give God the praise and the glory for tonight. And like I said, if I go off the line, remember this, I'm just on another little phone with 250 minutes because I got to get a new telephone. My telephone been acting up and out, and my regular cell phone is gone, so I got to get a new phone. But he did give me this little phone, so I promised I would come on and hear what the Lord said, and I've been blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, tonight is the night that I will stand up and say, Yada, 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 Yada. Praise be unto God. Today we live in a time in America where we have had the biggest mistake ever made. The person at the highest office, the president, have revealed information to his enemy. You never tell your enemy your weakness. You never say to your enemy. You never let him know. We in America have become those of us that don't come to know Jesus Christ. America has become a whore, and becoming a whore, she has given her body to everything and anything. The time
Amen.
Has come to believe. Because what we're studying right now, the reason why, see, the devil knows his time is limited. But the people don't understand the trick that the devil is playing on them. And I told somebody the other day, as we was in a place in Africa, I said to some men, I said, men,
yes.
When will y'all stand up? When will y'all stand up and call on the name? One guy said, well, you know, I'm going to my wife. One said to me, well, you know, man, he said, the church. One said, well, I'm still trying to get it right. And I said to him, I said, God, through Jesus Christ, don't want nobody to be perfect. We all come as sinners. When we submit and commit our lives to him, he's there for us. It behooves all of us to come to him right now. My beloved, I say with sincerity in my heart, if there was a time that we need to pray, because we don't know how when, we got a person on the West Coast looking at North Korea, he's going, you know, and found out making atomic, a nuclear bomb to ship it to America. It's a threat. So what we got now, we got to pray more. We got to believe more. I mean, for those in our family, those who are not in our family, those we're trying to reach, those we're trying to get to. One thing I will say is, come on tonight. I thank God for the book. I thank God for the word. I thank God for what he's done for us. I know what he's doing, but I'm not going to give in until Jesus, the Apostle Paul, said, I have fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. And now I'm going to be the Lord. See, it behooves us to stand firm. But we're standing right now. In America, we have different relationships. Homos, lesbians, liars, thieves, robbers. They're doing everything they can. But the devil is saying, you got it. Go on, man. You got it. And see, what God is saying, come now. Come, let's reason together. Let's reason together. See, you got to come to Jesus. Come to the pastor. Come to the Bible, and you can't deny it. We love. See, love is a dangerous thing. Love always outshines a lot. It's a long time, and it finally gets there. It's just love. A time when God said, and all of a sudden showed up his word. His word became alive, and that's the reason why I love the book of Hebrews more than ever, because the more you get planted into the book, it tells you how to even see your body, the head, the heart, and the lower part. The body is like the church, but the people don't want to be a part of the church. See, everybody can be the eyes. Everybody can be the ears. I wanted to know what the Bible says. One thing I found out, if you take your Bible and go to John chapter 1, I'm going to show you something. In the beginning, it says, was the word. In the beginning, where was the beginning? Can anybody tell me? In the beginning. In. A positive. That's the word. In. It's a preposition. The. Beginning. Now, when you digress that whole thing, in the beginning was the. Definite, an article, word. God, word, his son. And the word was God. And God was the word, and the word, oh my God, this is getting good. And the word became, and the word became, and the word became. Went up to the 12 and 14 verse, and the word became, and the word became flesh. And look, can you see that? He went down there, obeyed God, came out. He met Peter, stayed up there, began to preach the word. And when we find the Apostle Paul, we find a man that, woo, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God bless that man. Wrote the two-thirds of the Bible, the New Testament. That's why I tell people, get to know him. Get to understand him. Get to love him. Get to appreciate him. And you know what? I'm so happy. Oh, I'm happy tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I love y'all. I love you so much. You know what? Tonight's that night. I just thank God. I thank God for everything that's been done today for me and for you. How God so loved us. How he gave us the only begotten Son. My time is up, and I thank you for yours. But I tell you what I'm going to do one more time. I'm going to play some music to all of those who are listening. See, I have a cutoff time. God bless you, and I love you.
Thank you.